I have both a statement and a question.
All right.
The first one, my name is Sal Carranza. I work for the University of Wisconsin System Administration, Office of Academic Affairs. I'm also president of Latinos United for Change and Advancement. My number one issue is Latino kids. The largest growing percentage of our population is Latino kids, is ELLs. My question is, what are you going to do to support the needs of our ELL kids? My statement. I have heard, like you said, there's two different, there's all of them, I mean, it's difficult to separate whether it's a conservative or a liberal. However, it's very simple to separate between two groups. Those who are talking, everything is about process, and those who are talking about kids. I think it's about the kids. It's not about the process. It's about making sure that our kids succeed, all of our kids, not just a few. All of them. I don't know Arlene very well. I like a lot of the statements that you have keep going on about being the kids, what is our focus. But I know Juan Jose. His life has been devoted to kids. His focus is kids. If you talk about community involvement, I was part of the community that put forward with Juan Jose the idea of the Nuestro Mundo Community School. Talk about the grassroots project. Talk about an effort that was a community effort. That was Juan Jose's, okay? And that was successful, and it's been extremely successful. So those are the things I want to say. About the budget, I was part of the first group that did the $100 exercise.
Right.
It's extremely difficult to come up with what to cut and what not to cut.
I want to make sure that your question gets asked. Could you reiterate that?
My question is, what are you, each one of you, going to do to support our growing ELL population?
Okay, and we're down to about 5 minutes before the break, so we're going to have to keep it to about a minute, but we'll give you a chance to elaborate after the hour. Let's start with Juan, please. Juan Jose Lopez, C2.
Mr. Carranza, I will continue to support ELL programs, but two issues real quick, and then I want to tell you what I want to propose other than Nuestro Mundo. Two things. One, the state, with a categorical aids, it's called categorical aids, includes special education and ESL programs, and that's destroyed public education because they're attacked. The reason I'm wearing this button is because of the legislation that's going on at the federal level and the state level against Latinos in this country, and that's wrong. And I will continue to support ESL programs, but also I want to transition kids out of ESL because our ESL kids are as smart, if not smarter, than everybody else. You know that our culture as well as I do, that if you look back at our history, we have discovered and done a lot of things. Number two, that I've challenged the superintendent, and again, people are questioning all this about ESL programs. There are people on radio stations criticizing ESL and Fund 80 and so forth and destroying it. And not you, Lucy. I'm not talking about you. Other people that are out there that are doing that, and that's wrong.
And
then the last thing I'll do is I want to expand it to maybe Chinese or Japanese because that's another language that's important in a global economy.
Lucy Mathiak.
I'm sorry.
Well,
is that emotional?
What a shock. I think this is an area where actually Mr. Lopez and I are in heated agreement because which is good, you know, a little dangerous, you know, especially if you're on this end of the table. But I think that, and I want to pick up on something that he said at the end of his statement, because I think it is not just the Latino kids. I think it's, we have growing numbers of students for whom English is a second language. And this is one of the areas that really concerns me with all of the way that we approach our budget every year. Because when we start by, you know, that list of 90 positions, most of which are classroom or EAs, as I understand it, educational assistants, we're starting with the people who are fundamental to the academic success of the students you're talking about. And I have to say, it's not just the kids for whom English is a second language. We have plenty of kids for whom, you know, who are Hispanic, who are African American, who are Southeast Asian, who speak English fluently. That's not the issue.
I'm sorry, if you could wrap up.
But we need to have that full body of support, and it starts with engaging with all of the parents and with the communities, and then providing.
Arlene Silvera, seat one.
Okay, yes, I agree with what both of them said, and now I'll add on. Maybe we can do this approach. And I'll add on to Lucy's last comment. I've been through two schools, Leopold and Cherokee, that have high Latino populations. And I think we've had some very successful programs because both schools have really go out of their way to make the effort to interact with the parents and to interact with the families and to bring them in part of the school, as part of the school. Communication in Spanish. Meetings that meet the schedules of a lot of the working parents. Daycare, child care at meetings so people can come. Providing dinner at meetings, people can come to the meetings. Getting headless or wireless translation sets so people can sit in the audience and aren't pushed off in the corner with someone translating to them in a very loud voice. One community, and that's the approach. And again, it's two schools, just the two I've been involved in. But it works, and I think we have to make a concerted effort to go out and reach out more to these people to pull the parents and the children more as part of the community.
And Maya Cole, seat one.
Well, this is going to be a hard one to convince anyone. I say that because I'd like to address the idea between process and kids. First of all, it's going to be hard for me to convince you, given that you have an Arlene Silvera button on, of whether I'm for kids, and I take offense to that. I'm a mom. Oh, there's groans in the audience.
We'll have a chance
to clarify
that.
I told you to get exciting.
Again, you've got about 45 seconds because we have to do this before the break, if you could.
Okay, so the reason why I focus on process is because as a school board member, you need to sit down and evaluate where we can save money. The state is not going to change for a long time, just as concealed carry is going to come up again year after year. What I would like to do is look at things like reading recovery and pair that with some of the research that that I've looked at about English language learners that deals with phonics and getting kids practicing reading. And maybe devoting a certain amount of time to the schools. And what I would ask of you, sir, is that instead of discussing things like animals in the classroom, that we have people from the university that can serve on committees so that we can figure out how we do this the best way, and then how can we do it in the most monetary efficiency, because that's what we're left with. And to have the goals as being what kind of district do we want to have, and how can we pay for that?
Okay. You know, this is for-